Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Now, here's your host, Coach Betty.
Well, happy Tuesday, everyone. If you happen to be listening to this live, it is Tuesday. If not, well, happy whatever day you are listening to it. This is Coach Betty, and I am right now in Novato, California, broadcasting, living an organic and orgasmic life. I've got Chris. Chris, are you there back in Rhode Island?
I'm here.
All right, and he's covering us on the East Coast, so we got you covered coast to coast and all around the Internet. Living an organic and orgasmic life, as I've explained to you all at different points in time, what I mean by this is the organic piece is about living your life in flow, not coming up against those walls and resisting what is right before you. In the orgasmic piece, it's such a word that always gets a reaction from folks. And what I'm going for is I'm wanting them to have a good reaction, because what I mean by it is I mean making the most of every moment, every situation that you might be in. And that's what my very special guests are going to be talking about with me today around the topic of divorce. How about that? Could divorce honestly become organic and orgasmic? Well, these two special ladies are going to give us a little bit of information about how we might change some of our perspectives on it. So before I introduce Marty and Kathleen to you, let me just remind you that part of how I help this whole idea of organic and orgasmic living take place is through the blessing that I have become very clear about. My blessing and gift is to help women rediscover their beauty and sexuality so that they fall in love with themselves every time they look in the mirror. How about that? I mean, can you just get an idea of how your confidence, your courage to step out in the world increases when you feel beautiful and sexual? So that's what I'm all about. If that starts to resonate with you, if it's feeling good, I want you to keep listening to the show, Coach Betty Live. We're on every Tuesday at noon, or you can always listen to the archives on CoachBettyLive.com or TransformationTalkRadio.com. In addition, you can even download from the application store right onto your iPhone. Just dial up Coach Betty Live. All right, without further ado, let me welcome my very special guests, Marty Lays and Kathleen Adams, to the show. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Marty has been practicing family law since 1998 and specializes in out-of-court divorces using mediation and collaborative practice to help couples through this normally very difficult transition. And I know myself. I went through it 10 and a half years ago. Now, this is the interesting pairing. So Marty got together with Kathleen Adams, and Kathleen is a psychotherapist with over 20 years' experience working with children, couples, and families. And they're both actively involved in the International Academy of Collaborative Professionals. So what these two have done is they've joined together their talents and skills to create a space which help couples that are in this process of divorce find a way to make it respectful, peaceful, make the most of the situation. I mean, am I capturing this, ladies? Is this really how you would describe what you're doing and why you've come together?
Yes, and thank you, Betty, for the introduction. This is Kathleen.
And yes, that you've got the thrust of it. Yeah. This is Marty.
So Marty or Kathleen, either one of you, whoever is the most appropriate to answer. So why don't we just really help the listeners distinguish between these different approaches to divorce? What exactly is collaborative practice versus mediation? And then we'll get into what you two are doing, which is called co-mediation. But first, let's take a look at this collaborative practice and mediation.
Right.
What exactly is that?
This is Marty talking. Collaborative practice started, actually it was called collaborative law, and it used to be an attorney-centered model, beginning with one attorney in Minnesota who was heartsick at what he saw happening to people going through divorces, win or lose. Everybody was a loser when it landed up being an out-and-out fight in court. So he developed this system called collaborative law. And since then, the approach has become much broader than just two attorneys working with two clients as a team, and incorporates the use of therapeutic coaches, who are therapists who are trained in collaborative practice to coach couples through the emotional issues, the child-related issues in divorce, and trained attorneys who are trained to work together rather than as adversaries to problem solve and help couples to problem solve the issues that they need to face in order to restructure their lives. There are also financial professionals who help to deal with all of the financial information gathering and how to restructure that so that people feel secure and well-grounded both for themselves and their whole family moving into the future.
So collaborative practice is like you have a team of people that are working together, the lawyers, the therapists, the financial professionals. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And so the team is somewhat flexible depending upon how much support people need, both for dealing with the complexities of their emotional lives and also their financial lives. Maybe Kathleen can say something more about that aspect of the emotional lives in the role of coaches.
This is Kathleen. Yes, and again, it's a team approach, and so the components in terms of a trained coach and child specialist to come in and really look at what are the issues, where should the children live if there are children involved, how to proceed in a way that emotionally supports everyone in the family. So again, coming from, attorneys and psychotherapists are usually, the background of the coaches and child specialists along with financial consultants, we work together as a team to help clients move through this process and address whatever the issues are that would help it be a more successful divorce.
Yeah, so that everybody can win something, or at least that's the goal. I mean, I'm really happy that this attorney saw that the way the system was working, everybody came out a loser, because that just so doesn't help the people themselves besides our world.
Right. So it really is a peace movement, Betty. And it really is an opportunity for professionals to model with their clients how to problem solve and how to communicate so that when they are finished with a collaborative process, they can move out into their lives with new skills to communicate more as business partners, more as negotiating partners in order to keep things calm and focused and directed for their children and for themselves.
And it is an international movement, which is very exciting. And a number of our colleagues have spent time in Europe doing trainings there, so that what's been refreshing is to see that this is not just something that's come out of the United States, but the world is looking at this collaborative process as a way of really shifting the energy and then the emotional piece of what is, you know, given a divorce is traumatic enough, and trying to really get people through intact emotionally and financially and all the other pieces that play into that.
Yay for that. How about divorce being an international peace movement?
Now, right, exactly.
You have to admit that's organic and orgasmic.
Exactly. And with the rate of divorce, I was hearing statistics recently in the United States as being high 67%, and then internationally. So you have everyone is either has either gone through a divorce or knows someone who has gone through a divorce. So it's really spreading through word of mouth.
Yes. Oh, that is so beautiful. So quickly, we're going to take a break in just a minute. But so what you were describing with the team of people, that's collaborative practice. And then how does that differ from mediation?
Mediation, as it originally developed, is one neutral facilitator who works with whoever the parties are, and as collaborative practice can be applied to other issues rather than just family law, so mediation can be applied to any conflict. The difference is that instead of a team of people providing support, you have one neutral facilitator who does not represent either of the parties, and tries to help and facilitate their constructive conversations with each other. Mediation is a great approach. It doesn't work for everybody. And collaborative.
Okay.
So that's
great.
It.
Great. So you've got the team versus one person. And when we come
right.
back after break, we're going to talk a little bit about what they do, co-mediation. So we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back to Coach Betty Live. Coach Betty is here talking to Marty Lays and Kathleen Adams about their collaboration in helping couples divorce with care and start an international peace movement with it all. How about that? So they have generously offered to give away a free session for a couple, family that might be going through this and experiencing or considering that. And to get that free session, you need to be the first caller that calls in at 1-800-930-2819. So let's get into a little bit about how you two work together, and you call it co-mediation. So it sounds like it's a combination of the collaborative practice and mediation, but how does that work?
Well, we developed a working relationship in various co-parenting cases where there was a courtroom component where a parent had been ordered to have supervised visitation, and Kathleen was working with the child and the parent, and I was working with the parent, and we began talking about these various cases that we found ourselves involved in, and decided, you know, it would really be good to provide an option for people who maybe couldn't afford the full collaborative team, because although the collaborative team approach is less expensive than a full-on adversarial divorce in court, there still are a lot of players, and we thought that by meeting with people we could provide together, we could provide both the legal piece, with me acting as a neutral legal professional. I often do mediation as a single professional helping people with the legal piece and then refer people out if they need emotional work to somebody like Kathleen. And we thought, well, let's meet with people together so that we can right there provide them with whatever it is that comes up, legal piece, the emotional piece, the child-related piece, and then also together through our relationship with each other, we could be co-facilitators in helping people effectively communicate and problem solve with each other.
And
this was Marty, by the way.
And you know, I think because philosophically we share a very optimistic view in terms of mediation, both Marty and I, as Marty was talking before the break, mediators can be psychotherapists and they can be attorneys, and both of us have had, you know, I think, what is it, together probably combined over the years experience. So philosophically, we look at divorce as something that doesn't have to be the nightmare that it is often described as. And so I think when we started working on cases together, we realized even more so how much we view cases from the same perspective, about working together and helping the parents and if there are children involved move through this with as much support legally, emotionally, and psychologically as possible. And so it was really a natural flow out of the collaborative process combined with the fact that we were working together just in a natural way, informally referring cases to each other, that just inspired us to make it formal so that when someone comes to see us, they will have a session, hour and a half with us, a couple will come, and they will have both of us sitting there in the room talking with them about whatever the issues are, and when they leave that first session, they'll leave with a plan, a written down specific plan on how to deal with the legal piece and also the emotional piece that's involved. And then, depending upon how it plays out, they may meet again with us together or individually, depending upon what the plan is.
So we start out with a co-consultation which sometimes people don't know whether they are going to get a divorce or not. It feels like a really big deal to make that first appointment with an attorney. But if people know that they can come and see an attorney and a psychotherapist together as an information gathering session to sort of problem solve and look at where it is they're going, what it is they need, then they can gather information without it's necessarily meaning we're definitely going the divorce route. So that first consultation enables them to establish what they're doing if they need it. If they already know they're going to go through, have a divorce, then it provides a context for them to move through it as calmly and as respectfully as possible. And that also makes things go much more smoothly.
Exactly. It's more structured. And I think with the co-consultation, we're kind of using co-consultation, co-mediation, with the co-consultation, again, being a couple that's considering it, sometimes kind of like scared straight. When they come in, they hear what it's all about, what this is, the impact on their children, the impact on their finances. And sometimes couples will say, let me try again to work this through. I'm not yet ready. We're not at that place yet. So it may be just one session that turns a couple around, and that they actually spend the time and money to invest in their marriage instead of their divorce.
Mm, so it's kind of like a reality check.
Exactly.
Of this is really what it's all about. Well, you ladies are totally speaking my language. You take an optimistic view of divorce. You start an international peace movement with it. And you turn people around in some cases with this co-consultation. I mean, this is just such a beautiful thing. And by the way, we already, you were speaking somebody else's language too. I won't actually put her name on the air, but you have a free consultation. Somebody called in, and so that's a really wonderful thing. Somebody's reaching out for your help. So let's just, for this particular caller, how exactly will you work with her now? She's in Rhode Island, so she's all the way across the country. So tell me a little bit about, or tell this lady how she is going to begin to work with you, what the structure will be.
Well, we can do a combination. We can offer her, if she's familiar with Skype and able to Skype, then we could have a Skype session with her where Marty and I are together and she's on the other end Skyping with us. If that's not possible, then what we could do is do this similar to what we're doing right now, which is we'll have a phone line where both of us are online and able to talk with her directly via phone.
Mm-hmm. And so what would
Coast,
you...
Yeah.
What would you want her, and I'm using her as an example, but what would you want anybody to show up for this first co-consultation? Be ready to do what? Like what?
You know, I think the most important thing is that people know what their questions are.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that she has to, or that anybody has to pull together a lot of information, because that comes later. The main thing that we want to do with people is to calm them down and give them some perspective, some information, so that they can feel that they know the ground. And knowledge is power. You know, when you feel like you understand your options, then you're better to choose rather than finding yourself in an option that you really didn't choose. You just happened to find yourself there.
Exactly. And no question is a stupid question, I think is the best way to put it. I mean, I think that, you know, it's coming with a list of what you're wanting to know and asking everything that you feel would be helpful. And we'll also, having the expertise in this area, be asking additional questions so that we have some clarity on what the client or clients are asking. We also have, especially with a client who's out of state, you know, legally there's different, you know, laws in each state, but there's some themes that Marty can address, you know, overall. We also have handouts that we can, you know, email to people if they're not physically in our own proximity. But it's really giving them a chance to put out their questions and look at the big piece.
Yeah, and also because we are part of an international organization, people who are not here in our community, we can put them in touch with through the International Academy of Collaborative Professionals some people in their community who could be helpful to them, you know, beyond an initial consultation with us.
Exactly.
Beautiful, beautiful. So you'll do a phone consultation, and then from there you might want to refer her and her husband out to someone else in the area if it feels appropriate. Let's just talk for a minute about the cost of something like this. Like what do you guys charge? What does a normal couple expect to pay for services of co-mediation?
Well, we really wanted to make this a reasonable alternative for people. You know, any time you are going through a major transition like this, to really, if people think in terms of an investment, they are investing in their lives. They are investing in the future, a healthy future for themselves, for their children. It makes it important. It makes it really significant what kind of process they're choosing. And so the process is certainly going to cost something, because to invest wisely usually does cost something. We, by doing this co-mediation, try to make it reasonable. I have lowered my rates when I'm in a consultation or in a co-mediation session with Kathleen to $200 an hour, which is lower than my regular hourly rate. And then Kathleen's rate is $150. So it means that a session with us is $350 an hour, which is usually what people need to pay one attorney.
When I think about what you all are providing on top of just getting through the divorce piece, it really feels like an amazing service. So we're going to take another short break. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about my divorce, and we're going to see what they would have told me 10 and a half years ago. So stay tuned.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time, to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds, and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on Mind Body Practice. IIQTC.org.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Okay, it is Coach Betty live with Marty Lays and Kathleen Adams, and we are talking about how to optimistically, organically, and orgasmically approach this topic of divorce. So thanks again for being with me, ladies, and bringing your great wisdom. And I just love this perspective that you are sharing about how people can come in, get a reality check, maybe even second guess the whole idea of divorce. And if they decide to go through with it, you hold the space for it to be a respectful and peaceful process. So kudos to both of you.
Thank you.
So, you know, as I mentioned before the break, I went through this myself. It's been a while now, but as I look back at what happened between my, what I call, husband and I, we certainly had an approach which we didn't get lawyers to work with us. We did our own divorce. But when I look back on it, I think, gosh, I would have done a few things differently, because in the process of doing our own divorce, I was never really worried about money, and he was always super money conscious. So because we had a child that we were needing to co-parent and raise, I was afraid that if I made too many waves about the money, that it would come between us co-parenting our child. So essentially what I did was, to use that old phrase, I gave up the store. I said, here, you take the money. You're the one that's always worried about money. I'm going to somehow figure this out, even though I hadn't worked for 5 years and he had a full-time job that he was moving up the ladder on. So, like, let's just say we both came and sat down and told you our situation. How, what might you have advised me?
Well, first of all, I want people to really begin to get a different sense of what kind of professional they're coming to when they come to a collaborative lawyer or a mediating lawyer. Because a lot of times people don't get the information that they need. They don't get the full perspective, the whole legal perspective, because they're afraid that lawyers are just going to exacerbate tensions and blow things up even bigger. And so they just want to avoid coming to a lawyer at all. So what I first would say is, you know, it's really important that you both understand the legal perspective, and then that you really, really hear each other, your own perspective, what's important to you, what your values are, where you're coming from, and then that you both also have some appreciation of what the real world perspective is. If you have a house together, is this a good time to sell a house? Or do you really want to hold on to the house for your children? And so on. You know, really reviewing the options, looking at the legal perspective, and then knowing that you're not, when you're in a private process like collaborative practice, co-mediation, as we do, you're not bound by the legal perspective, but you're both fully informed so that you have established what your bargaining chips are. And if you're giving something up, you know that you're giving something up, and you're appreciated, can be appreciated by your negotiating partner for what sacrifices you're making in order to make something happen that allows you both to move forward in a positive way with a good sense towards
people. Yeah, and I know you've got something to say, Kathleen, and I really want to hear it. And let me just put one more little piece of information about my particular story. You know, and I know that this is common. And it was that I had been in this relationship because we had a child. We were hanging in there with each other, hanging in there for a long time. And I just felt exhausted. It's like I had nothing else in me to come in and fight with in terms of fighting for my own well-being. I was just worried about my daughter and how we could make this a smoother process. So, you know, I know that other women are in that situation too. They just feel so beaten down. It's like, what do I need to do to get through this?
Exactly. That's very common, very common. And I think, you know, for me, my perspective would be that it would have been helpful for you to have had an attorney look over at the end, even if people are cooperating and not doing it through, you know, or filing it themselves and addressing the divorce and making decisions. I always, you know, I feel like an attorney should eyeball it, you know, a mediator, preferably, you know, attorney, looking over it just to make sure that what's going to be official is fair in your state. And because I also feel like, you know, especially when it comes to the legal aspect, you know, there's different laws in different states, and you wouldn't necessarily know that you maybe could have gotten more than you realized without even having to ask for much. So I think it really helps to see someone look at it and say, this is a fair, you know, piece. And also separating out the child, your child in particular, and the finances. You know, it's kind of like, what's the best interest of this child? And then the finances, although it's tied in, to somehow put it in a separate column.
But it's also realizing that one person's fair is different from another person's fair. And being able to put that right out there, saying, you know, both of you are dealing with this transition, and the commonality is that you're both transitioning. But what's important to you and what feels fair to you is going to be different from the other. Because you're two different human beings, you have different perspectives on things, and so your perspective on what's fair is also going to be different. So let's talk about that.
Let's talk about it, and with somebody who is able to facilitate that conversation. So to have an attorney that can sit with both of you and look and say, you know, maybe have one session where you can say, okay, this is what we're signing or we're looking to sign, they can look at it from a different perspective. And you may still feel it's unfair, but maybe in a balanced view from someone neutral, it is kind of what is normal in terms of...
Yeah, I get this. The someone neutral piece is really an important part because I am totally in agreement, Marty. I think that what I would have thought was fair and what my husband would have thought was fair are two totally different things. When he asked me for a divorce, he said, we are of two mindsets. You are of a mindset of lifestyle, and I am of a mindset of accumulation of wealth. And these will never meet. And that's why we ended up going through with the divorce. Because,
however, the magic thing and the creative part of the process that we do and what collaborative practice is about is finding out for two individuals what that magic point is. That magic set of agreements is that is going to be acceptable to both of you and give both of you as best as possible what you need and what is most important to you.
Exactly. And prior to everything becoming formal, because I've been involved with Marty on some cases after the fact where one person in the couple trusted the other person in the divorce process, that they would not take advantage of a situation, and ultimately either they had reduced time with their children or, in your case, it sounds like some financial piece, so that it, you know, it has an impact in terms of that piece.
Oh, I wish I would have had you two around 10.5 years ago. Things could be very different now. And you know, I'll just put that out there to the listeners as well. It's like, it is really important to step up and take care of yourself and find that neutral party to, evaluate what has gone on, because the couple in the thick of it, you know, your emotions are getting the better of you many, many times, and you can't always see things straight. So before I let you two go, I'm curious, what would you recommend? I'd like to hear from each of you to a couple that may be facing this challenge right now of conflicts that seem insurmountable. What would you recommend?
Well, I would recommend that before they make any decisions about how they're going to go through the divorce process, that they become fully informed about all of the options. And the options range from doing it themselves, kitchen table model, mediation, where they have one facilitator, a co-mediation option, which is the one that we are providing, collaborative practice, which is the larger team approach, the traditional settlement model, where court is in the wings. In collaborative and mediation, people basically sign off of going to court if they're working with these particular professionals. If they find themselves needing to go to court, then they engage other professionals. And then the out-and-out litigation option. So
there are a lot of options.
There are a lot of options, and we are focused on the collaborative co-mediation, mediation kitchen table model, and we can kind of be involved in any of those pieces. But a co-consultation with both of us would enable them to explore the whole range of emotional and child-related issues, as well as the legal issues that do need to be addressed and come up.
As well as all of
the options that they could choose for actually going through the process.
Okay, so very quickly here, if someone wanted to get a co-consultation, what's the best way to reach you two?
Well, they can either call. My number is 707-789-0390. They can reach me online at my email is mhl@divorcewithcare.com.
Okay.
So my recommendation in terms of a couple contemplating this divorce would be to look deeply into the eyes of your children and think about what you think is in their best interest. How do you want to create their childhood? Parents have control over the future of a child's direction in life, over their childhood, over how they're going to feel about themselves. And when we have couples come in, or when I do individual psychotherapy or couple psychotherapy, I always have the parents bring in pictures of their children while we're mediating with them, so that we can have their children present in the room with us, so that the spirit of those children are strong. And so anyone going in, when they're feeling frustrated, like they want to strangle, you know, their spouse or their soon-to-be ex-spouse, look at the children, hold your child, think about what kind of a childhood you are controlling in terms of how they're going to feel about themselves. And often parents, once they kind of step back and think about what they're doing to their children by fighting with their spouse, it has a huge impact in their ability to work in co-mediation.
Oh, my gosh. We could talk on for hours. Thank you, Kathleen and Marty, so, so much.
My contact information, probably the best way, I'll give you my website, and that has all my contact information. It's www.KathleenAdams.org. So one word, KathleenAdams.org, and that'll have everything you need to know about me and also the work that Marty and I are doing together.
Wonderful. We'll be back after the break.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Okay, it is Coach Betty Live. Back with Coach Betty now. I just really am so happy that I brought Kathleen and Marty on to talk a little bit about that whole divorce with care concept. And by the way, that is the name of their website, divorcewithcare.com, where you can get information about how to do divorce as an international peace movement, optimistic, organic, orgasmic. I mean, these two ladies have really pulled some neat stuff together to help people through such a difficult time. So, all right. Well, before I let you all go today, I am going to do a Woe Baby. If you haven't heard my Woe Babies yet, they're little sound bites that I've read or heard that make me stop and pay attention in new ways. And many times they help me develop new perspectives about something. And as you all know, if you've been listening, I've been talking about this. I've opened up this conversation around sex and how we can get more comfortable with it, how we can actually embrace our inner orgasmic nature. So I've been collecting a lot of evidence to help support that particular claim. And what I want to share today is about how sex boosts your self-esteem. Boosting self-esteem was one of 237 reasons people have sex, and this was collected in a survey by the University of Texas and published in the Archives of Sexual Behavior. Specifically, Gina Ogden, who's a PhD and marriage and family sex therapist, finds that those who already have good self-esteem say that sometimes they have sex and feel even better. One reason people say they have sex is to feel good about themselves. Great sex begins with self-esteem, and it raises it. If the sex...
Whoa, baby!
Yeah, there's a whoa, baby. And get ready for another whoa, baby, because if the sex is loving, connected, and what you want, it raises it even more.
Whoa, baby!
There's a double whoa, baby, for you. So, you know, what I love about this is, as I said at the top of the show, you know, my blessing is to really help women rediscover their beauty and sexuality so that they can fall in love with themselves every time they look in the mirror. Self-esteem, that could be translated. It could be the equal sign, beauty, sexuality, equal self-esteem. So once you feel good about yourselves, then you're bringing this person that feels good about themselves to a relationship, and everything just gets escalated, and you feel better internally, and I can guarantee you, you feel good about yourself internally. What you are projecting out in the world is also a beautiful thing to look at. So I am so passionate about this blessing that I have really rediscovered myself. And what I want to help women do is to find that place so that they begin to pay attention to their own sexual satisfaction. Next week, I've got a woman on the show who I'll have her on the show for the entire hour. We're going to even open the phone lines. Rachel Braun Schurl. She's an executive with Sempre Laboratories, the president, actually, of Sempre Laboratories. And she and her partner, Mary Jentsch, they have put together, well, they actually took over this particular product of Zestra, which is a natural botanical product used for women's sexual satisfaction. And so I am, next week, we're going to spend the entire hour talking about why this is important, what people can do about it, how I have developed a process, and in that along with their product, you know, it's gonna open some doors for y'all. I can tell you that. The other piece that I am really also passionate about is I really want women to find this place inside of themselves where they just feel so good and their self-esteem is boosted. And in addition to that, I want them to understand and learn to appreciate men deeply on our planet. It goes hand in hand. And from what I've observed in my own life, as well as my clients and what I've witnessed out there in the world, is that there's so much conflict. I mean, Kathleen said it earlier. It's like a 67% divorce rate. I've used that exact number on the show. We are in conflict with each other. How do we resolve that conflict? One way is to come back to ourselves, learn to love ourselves again, and in addition to that, then learn to appreciate each other and what we bring to the planet. So ladies, you know, we would not be walking around if men were not on the planet. That testosterone, we need it to build those skyscrapers and do all that manly work. And I'm not going to get sexist here. I know that there are many women that are also good at a lot of that type of work. So I'm not going to even start walking down that road. I just want women to focus on themselves, find that place of self-love, and in addition to that, really appreciate that men are on the planet for us as well. So I'm going to be doing free 90-minute calls every week in February. I'm calling February the month of self-love. You can learn more about that by going to CoachBettyLive.com, because I want you to begin to fall in love with you. And what's the start of that? I'm even going to give you the first two steps. The first two steps to start falling in love with yourself is to, number one, pause and breathe for 30 seconds three times a day. And the second step is to ponder, what makes me feel beautiful? So that's your assignment for this next week. 30 seconds of silence, just breathing and checking in, and then asking yourself the inquiry, what makes me feel beautiful? All right, Coach Betty Live. We'll be back again next Tuesday at 12 noon. Listen to the archive of the show. You can go to CoachBettyLive.com or TransformationTalkRadio.com. If you're really ready to take some inspired action and find your own beauty and sexuality, email me, CoachBetty at CoachBettyLive.com. Have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to Coach Betty Live, living an organic and orgasmic life. This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific Time, 3 Eastern, for more of Coach Betty Live. For more information or to listen to archives of the show, visit CoachBettyLive.com.